You're all caught up with Carrie and Tommy, so now's the time to think about breaking free from your home loan and planning your great escape to MeBank. See how much you could save with their lowest ever variable rate at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
Sure is. Welcome to Monday, Carrie Bickmore.
No one told me we were going to have an NBA superstar on the show today. What's with the hat?
So, don't know if you guys remember, but last week, a Bulgarian bloke butchered my hair and cut it all off. Mm. And I thought I could either concentrate real hard on pushing it out fast to grow back, or I discovered these sneaky little hair covers that you can buy that you chuck on
hats.
Your head. Yeah. And no one can see it. So now I wear
hats. So you're now a New Jersey Nets player.
Yeah, I'm
a hacker. What are the New Jersey Nets?
I'm a hacker.
Baseball?
Basketball, but
they
it's an old hat. They don't exist anymore.
Very bright blue.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very.
Is it a compliment?
Do you know it's blue? I know you're colorblind. Are you aware it's bright blue?
My hat.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can't see it. It's on top of my head. But if someone gets
it's
me a mirror,
you normally just wear black and white, and you've got a very bright blue hat on.
Yeah, I didn't have. It was desperate times, and I just said I need something that covers the hair straight away, please. Buzz is wearing a hat.
Yeah, he always.
That's
wears
exactly
that,
why so. I do it as well, though.
And his is just a neutral kind of black.
Oh, you don't like the bright blue?
No, I just wondered if you were aware how bright it was.
Is it good? Buzzy, do you like it?
Yeah, no, it's
too
nice.
Long. See you, mate. Okay, what else we got on the show?
Oh, we got some juicy stuff coming up next.
Do we?
And we got some frisky cats. And we've got Rove. We've got so much goodness.
Oh, my
All of
gosh.
Those stories in one.
I'm going to keep that on for the whole show.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is exciting, guys. The Hit Network and Business Chicks presents Ooh. Breakfast with Sarah and Jessica Parker. Tickets for this is completely sold out. We have some of the last tickets available if you want them. Register at carrieandtommy.com.au and nominate a woman who inspires you.
You can go see the other Carrie.
Yes, Carrie Bradshaw. That's right.
The more well-known Carrie.
The fictional Carrie.
This is good, though. If you know someone that maybe has a small business, someone that would, you know, benefit from hearing other people's incredible journeys and stories, this is the event for them to go to.
Yeah, that was one of the great Bickmore snap into business mode. I'm having fun. But seriously, this would be really great if you are a business and a chick. Yeah.
If you're a business and a chick.
If you're a business or a chick, or you know a business, you're a chick.
All right, from two celebrity carries.
Yeah, if you haven't watched Sex in the City, or if you've got a TV, maybe you don't have a TV. Anyway, carrieandtommy.com.au. There you go.
All right, there we go.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. I wanted to do a bit of a celeb bits today because there's some good goss going around. I don't know if you saw the news last week that Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have reportedly had their third bub, right? And everyone was like, oh, because they're always very private. Last time they waited 3 months to announce the arrival of their little girl, James.
Did they?
Yes, 3 months he went on, Ryan went on, I think, the Today Show. You're a big fan of Ryan Reynolds, aren't
you? Yeah, love him.
Yeah. And it's come out that they think that the bub was born in summer, so it could be 2 or 3 months old, and yet nobody's seen the bub. They were out having dinner the other day, spotted the two of them, and she's not pregnant anymore. So clearly there's been an evacuation and the baby is no longer with her. But they've managed to keep it down low. No nurses have leaked, no doctors have leaked, no friends have leaked, and they've managed to keep it quiet.
But so now have they shown photos or something?
No, just word has leaked.
Word has leaked out. That's choice words, isn't it?
No, it's just funny. I just said no one's leaked. None of the nurses, none of the doctors, none of the friends. And you're like, how'd it get out? Well, it's now leaked out.
Now leaked out. No one's told anyone. How do we know? Someone told us.
Okay. The next celeb goss, though, to do with Kylie Jenner and her baby daddy, Travis Scott.
Yeah.
I would like to pretend I could tell you about that, but I don't even understand the people involved in
You know
the story.
Travis Scott?
Not
he does
really.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Brr, brr,
yeah, I know
brr.
That bit, but that's about where my knowledge ends.
And so Sicko Mode?
Bell, can you tell us what's gone down with Kylie and Travis Scott? Because you were up in arms about this earlier today.
Yes. So they've reportedly broken up, which
is... Oh, my God.
Very sad, but also inevitable. It was always going to happen.
Oh,
So she said that, you know, their priority remains, you know, Stormy, their child, blah, blah, blah on Twitter. Stormy. So it's definitely confirmed. But then there were also speculation that Travis has been seeing this other girl the whole time he was with Kylie.
But what do you mean? Isn't there speculation that Kylie's gone straight back to old mate Tiger?
Yeah, well, that has happened since the speculation came out about Rogine.
Oh, my
Travis's
God. Everybody needs to stop speculating on everybody. It's a mess.
Leaks happening everywhere.
Everybody's leaking. Someone speculated all over my face.
Oh. And the final bit of gossip is from you, Mr. T. Little. Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, yeah, Scherzinger.
Yeah. She was in Oz.
She was she was in Oz.
Yeah,
she was doing one of the talent shows.
Australia's Got Talent.
Lose track.
With Mr. Manu and Ricky Lee.
Manu, yep. And she's gone back and spoken on the Kelly Clarkson show. She's got a new chat show.
I didn't know Kelly Clarkson had a show.
No, neither. Yeah. But she does apparently. And Nicole talked about some of the great Aussie slang that she picked up when she was over here. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a bit of
like, hey, mate,
how you going, or
mate.
On the dog and bone, or bread and jam, or any of that stuff. No, the word is sula.
Sula.
Yeah, you know that all us Aussies say, like Sula. Like, you know how Buzzy, like Buzzy, Sula.
I mean, he's very Aussie.
Sula, bro.
Sula.
Sula?
Yeah.
What does Sula mean?
It is a sweaty upper lip alert.
It's not.
That's what it is, Sula.
What, so I would say to you, you've got a Sula.
Well, do I?
No, but
well,
is
you,
that how
you've got a Sula.
I've always got a Sula. Is that what you, how you, is she saying you'd say it to someone?
When it's on cool. Buzz, can you get Belle back?
Belle.
Yes.
Yeah, talk to us, Belle.
Sweaty upper lip alert. Yeah.
Sweaty upper lip alert. It's the hippopotamuses.
Sweaty upper lip alert.
Yeah, distant cousin.
Like a dinosaur.
I'm a sweaty upper lip alert. Oh, don't pat him. It's gross.
It's not a T-Rex. It's
don't speculate on him. Oh, gosh. Oh. Here's a word. Here's what I want to know on 13 10 60. What word have you made up? I love it.
Well,
right.
She hasn't made it up. She's obviously heard it while she's been down under.
Oh,
it's
well.
Just not Aussie slang.
I still want to know what word you've made up.
Have you made up any words?
Yeah.
What?
Sweaty upper lip lop. It's a dinosaur.
Do people make up words?
Yeah. Hangry's a made up word. You know how people say, yeah. My friend in high school thought he made up chillax.
It's just two words joined together.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it is.
That's what I'm into.
Yeah. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. The question we're asking right now, what word did you make up? 13, 10, 60. Give us a call.
Yep. Nicole Scherzinger reckons that we go around saying Sula.
Sula.
To when we've got a sweaty upper lip.
Lip alert. A sweaty upper lip alert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Upper lip a lot.
Okay. Isabel, what word did you make up?
I made up the word drooble.
Oh, yeah. What's drooble?
Drooble is like when someone's like tickling your arm and like giving you tickles. It's like a drooble.
When you're laughing, is it not when I would have thought a drooble was when, you know, sometimes if you like either laugh or
and you
or
dribble
and but you, snot comes out your mouth and your nose.
Oh.
I would have thought that would have been a drooble.
Nah, I call it like a drooble when like someone's like running their fingers like up and down your arm and it feels really good, like they're giving you a drooble.
Like, get over here and give us a drooble or stop dribbling me.
Yeah. Oh, it feels so nice. Like, that drooble is so nice.
That drooble was so nice.
I mean, I guess the thing about made-up words is they don't necessarily have to make sense.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking it kind of works.
Yeah, good on you, Izzy. That's great.
Someone's caught up who we can't take, but she says her hubby calls sandwiches dangleberries, which is interesting because
You've told me about that.
Yeah, I didn't think they were what you called sandwiches. But anyway.
Well, you ate them.
Once again, it's, you know, people call things different things, don't they?
They do. What was yours again?
Dale. Dale, okay. What's your made-up word?
How you going?
Good.
Smoffy.
What's a smoffy?
A smoffy is when you have a smoke and a coffee. You just tell the boys, hey, boys, go for a smoke and coffee. Smoffy. Oh.
So they should ditch smoker and just call it smoffy.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Can it also, can you have a knockoff smoffy and can that be a smoke and a froffy?
Yeah, it can be whatever you want, mate. Yeah.
Mate, I love it.
Do you know what I had on the weekend?
I love it.
A banoffee pie.
Did you?
Speaking of smoffy, have you had a banoffee pie?
Is that when you have
it's a banana.
Is that not that?
No.
Oh, I thought it was on the smoking.
Pie. It's banoffee.
Is it? Okay. No, I haven't had a banoffee pie. Was it good? Any dangleberries?
No. Aaron, what made up word have you made up?
Hi, guys. I made up feel.
Feel. What's feel?
Feels are a mix between like thongs and heels. So they're thongs that have heels at the back of them.
Oh, like Birkenstocks? Are they thiels?
Oh, I don't really know.
No. You mean like, sorry, do you mean you've made up the word for that shoe where it's a thong?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a thong sandal type thing,
what's
but it's got a tiny little heel.
What's
that? It's got like a heel at the back of it. Yeah.
It's like a dress thong.
I haven't seen a thiel,
a dressy
Aaron.
Thong with a little heel.
Should I get myself a pair of thiels?
Oh, yes.
Should I?
Everyone will be wearing them.
Aaron, should I get myself a pair of thiels?
I think you should, yeah.
Okay, I'm feeling it. This is good. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, what word do you make up?
Holy wreck.
What is it? What's holy wreck?
that's like, that's sick. So like, you'd be like, oh, Tommy, you'd be like, oh, I had 10 beers last night. You'd be like, holy wreck,
bro. Oh, I'm going out for a smoothie.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy across the country, break free from your existing home loan and switch to ME Bank to see how much you could save. All the details at mebank.com.au.
Speaking of motivation,
oh yeah,
saving a bit of cash is good motivation.
Isn't it?
Yeah, good motivation to go to ME Bank and say, I want to get the lowest ever variable interest rate.
Yep.
I want to save me some cash and go on a holiday.
Go on a holiday? Where would you go?
Anywhere. It's summer, although I quite like Australia in summer.
Yeah.
Can I save the holiday for next year?
No. You have to use it now. Hey, Bick is up next.
Mm.
Have I got a story for you? So much bedroom action, they end up in hospital.
Oh.
Yep, you find out who I'm talking about and who they're screwing next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ro came over to my house yesterday.
Yep.
You think you know someone? I found out something about him that I've never known in our 13 years of friendship.
Okay. Hmm. We're going to find out what that is next?
We are.
It's great.
Up next in a little while.
Okay. Right now, though, why are you puffing?
Because I just ran out to my office to get brownies. Sometimes you need a little afternoon snack.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I really need to work out if I'm going to get up the Point of Pinnacle Mountain.
Point of Pinnacle would be good. We've just got to tell you there's brownies at the top and you'll make it up. Hey, Bickers, it's time for, I believe, everybody's favourite segment on this show. Let's do Pussy Chat. Okay. I want to take you now to China. And there's a Chinese pet hotel.
You've handed me this information and already I'm smiling.
Isn't it so good? Mr. Zhao, he's from Guangzhou in the Guangdong province, just in case anybody's fact-checking this. He took his cat, who he let the staff at the pet hotel know that his cat couldn't be de-sexed.
Yep.
So this is a frisky feline who's ready to go.
So keep the doors locked.
Yes, but the staff at the pet hotel did not listen to him.
No.
And they went, what is the worst that could happen? And they let all the cats in with each other at night. And then they came back.
They headed home?
They headed home and then they came back and poor Mr. Zhao's cat had to be taken to hospital because it was so lacking in fluids it had to be put on a glucose drip because they checked the CCTV footage and he'd gone at it with over five of the other cats.
Mm.
He said in the CCTV footage alone, he could identify five different cats, which his frisky feline went at it
with. Yes, they described it as an overnight binge.
An overnight binge. The cattery staff have said that any of the kittens that are born because of this to the other cats, they will offer to sell them.
Yeah, they've also offered to pay compo to the owners of any of the cats who get pregnant.
Yeah, but the good thing is that Mrs. Zhao has said his cat has fully recovered from his ordeal.
The stud muffin Moggy.
The stud muffin Moggy has fully recovered from his ordeal. I mean, what a night. If you're a cat.
Did they all have fun? Was it harmless?
Yeah, absolutely. Bit of hotel romping, of course. Here's the question. When have you ended up in hospital?
From an overnight binge?
From doing the do. I don't know. I don't necessarily want cats involved, Buzzy. When have you... You might have fallen out of a bed.
Of something,
yes. Yeah, of bed.
We're PG, so keep it nice.
Just dance around it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think they danced around before they had their overnight binge?
Mate, that's probably why he was on a drip. Five dancing sessions. He's going, buddy, I've just been on Dancing with the Stars here. And just like on Dancing with the Stars, I've rooted my partner. give us a call. It's on 1060. Give us a call. Sorry, we're not meant to say that. Give us a call.
I feel like you've actually forgotten we're live on air with most of our show today. Eat a brownie.
Is it the hat?
Calm down during the song.
Have I got the cockiness of an NBA player? Because
eat a brownie. Okay. Let's get some calls coming through.
Oh,
when is a bit of action landed you in hospital?
In hospital. Great. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Hey, right now we're talking about when did you end up in hospital from doing the do, because there was a frisky feline that went through five other cats in one night.
It's not
and
his
ended
fault.
Up
he was let out of his cage.
He was put up in a pet hotel. And what else are you going to do in a hotel?
Yeah.
I've stopped sensing
myself. It was an overnight binge, they described it.
Yes. Hotel full of frisky felines, and one cat slept with five of them, needed to go onto a drip of glucose in hospitals. Made a full recovery,
Exhausted.
Poor Moggy. Let's go to Sarah.
Make sure you use other words, Sarah. Talk around it, yeah?
I accidentally said rooting in the last break, Sarah, and it's not appreciated.
No worries. I actually ended up in a Balinese hospital for 3 days after we were doing it and ruptured a cyst on my ovary. And I had internal bleeding.
Wow. I thought these were going to be funny calls, and I think this sounds serious.
Oh,
I was actually 4 weeks pregnant at the time, and she's almost 8 years old.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay, good result.
Yeah.
How was your experience of the Balinese hospital system?
Not great.
Okay.
No.
So just to clarify, she was the child of that night, or you were already pregnant at the time?
I was 4 weeks pregnant at the time.
At the time. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, this has been a roller coaster, Sarah. Thanks for getting involved. Jace, what have you got for us?
Yeah, well, me and my missus were, doing what we do. And, unfortunately, I pushed a bit too hard and her head hit the bedhead and knocked her out. So we had to go to hospital and she had to stay overnight to make sure she was all good and got diagnosed with a concussion.
Oh. Wow. And did you treat that hospital like this this cat treated the pet hotel? And did you go around and see who was in the other beds?
No, I didn't do that.
Imagine that. She finally comes to and you're in the bed next to her on a glucose drip because you're exhausted.
These are hard things to explain to family and friends why you were hospitalised.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened? Oh.
You know.
Oh, well, you wouldn't believe it. I was on a ladder and...
I was playing footy and concussed.
Yeah, really? Because it's midnight on a Saturday.
Catherine, what happened?
Yes. So in the kitchen doing the deed, obviously. I'm up on the bench and I slid down off the bench, lost my balance, hit my head on the counter, went to hospital, got 12 stitches.
Oh, my God. Where? On your head?
Yeah, on my head, like in my hairline, so you can't see the scar. But, blood everywhere. It was great.
Oh.
Catherine, I know this isn't probably the first question, but... were you cooking at the same time?
No, I was baking. I had stuff in the oven, but no, I wasn't cooking on the stove.
Nearly had a bun in the oven by the sounds of it. Wow.
That's so full on.
I feel so boring. I haven't been in my kitchen.
You need to get baking while you're doing the two.
I know this is what people, when people tell me I need to cook more, I didn't know this is what they meant.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, anyone can bring out a kid's book. In fact, everybody's bringing out a kid's book. However, not everyone can write and illustrate.
I'm impressed.
Their kid's book. Would you please welcome writer and illustrator Rove McManus?
How many hyphens does one guy want?
Yeah!
So, I mean, let's be honest as well. I didn't sit down and write one elongated fart joke with my wife like you did. he even needed to share the load of one long fart
this
joke.
This is what I love.
And then didn't do any
back to literary word. Hamish and Zoe fart books too, mate.
That's a fart book as well.
Yeah.
Andy just stole an idea from another book.
Authors are so catty. You just come in here and brag on each other.
It's not knife fights, it's paper cut fights.
Way more painful.
Oh, yeah.
And way longer.
You wonder why everyone's walking around with a half-cut lemon in their hand.
Yeah.
No, paper cut, save it a squeeze.
Secret weapon.
Yep.
How, when I told you, Mr. Tommy Little, that Rove had done the illustrations, your response?
Oh, I said, that's amazing. Because I've always looked at, particularly your last book, Disgusting but Gross Face, a fantastic book. But I do always think when people write kids' books, I'm like, they're so lazy. Just because it's like 10 words.
It's rhyming couplets.
But, mate, you've drawn the whole thing. The drawings are great. It's fantastic.
When did you start doing little illustrations?
When did I start with my doodling?
When did you start with your doodles, bro?
Well, look, one never likes to share too much about their doodle time. But back in the days before, and this is quite an old man thing to say, before there was even like anything like a VCR, like there was no means of recording television at all, I would sit and I would draw the characters that I liked and I would cut them out and then I would perform little shows.
Oh God, so
because
cute.
you couldn't recreate the stories and there was no merchandise that came out before the film or the television show.
It does sound like the worst deal ever, though, for, hey, have you got the Matrix? No, but I have drawn a recreation for you.
I have
and
Neo.
I will act it out with some little...
he can only walk in
Matrix, I know.
He can only walk in one direction.
I guess the difference, too, with you is most parents have to go, oh, honey, those drawings are so good. We will frame one of those. Only yours have become books. Like, you were actually good at
I thought you meant, like, with Ruby, when I look at hers and just go, ooh.
Has she got a gift?
Is that meant to be an elephant? Because... It looks like a hippopotamus threw up.
We're big on the body parts in our photos, our pictures at the moment with Evie.
Oh.
Yes, very factual, very descriptive. Oh. Yes.
Are we back
to what? Don't
we back,
look at me like that. Like is Ruby not drawing like the
she has
anatomy?
No penises.
No.
We haven't. No, there's no need for penises.
Maybe she
we did have.
Jobs yet.
We did have. She did a drawing of.
He didn't get that casual sledge.
It's also such a weird sweatshirt.
I had something I was going to say.
Maybe your daughter hasn't noticed. Penis. It's like, all right.
It's because
I don't know, because I think that's pretty weird by you, to be honest.
Something popped into my head that I was going to share and then went, no, it's best that we don't. How she described what she thinks penises look like.
What did she say?
She said they look like... She said, why do they look like mushrooms?
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. See, she has seen yours.
It's very tragic. I smear it in fertiliser.
Sorry, Rove, if
I
we keep going much
room.
Longer, Bigmore's going to give you a wedgie and then flush your head in a toilet. I'm unsure.
Oh, I just got a nipple cripple. What's with the nipple cripple?
I'm unsure who this high school kid is I'm hosting with.
No, it reminded me of Chrissy Swan telling me her gorgeous daughter, Peggy. So it was like, oh, Mummy, I love your long boobs. And she was like, thanks, hun. That's how I want my boobs described, as long.
Oh, it all happened to you, child.
Hey, Rove, Rocky Lobster, what age kids are we looking at here? Because there's more words. This is not lazy.
7+ okay. is what they say. But Ruby's been reading it, yep. And she's got to the end and She's actually read it.
She can read.
She can read.
She's just started school.
She's 5.5. There's a few words along the way that she needs help with, but she's otherwise been reading it herself. And Rocky is a performing half lobster, half boy, sideshow carnival performer. And he has made up words. Like he'll say, oh, that's really lobsterific or clawsome. Aww. And I caught her. She went to do a big dive in the pool the other day and she came out and went, that was clawsome. I was like, my work here is done.
You're a man of many talents. I want to chat to you about the talent that you don't talk about often, but I think is incredible. Can you stick around?
Oh, I hope so.
Why wouldn't you want to stick around to hear me talk about your other talents?
I'm interested in what this is going to be.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Still joined by our mate, Rove McManus.
You came to visit my house yesterday, and we were having a little catch-up, and I discovered something about you that I didn't know. I knew that you were one of the voices in Finding Nemo.
Correct. Hey, this is our spot. Come on, get out of here.
You were the crab there, but I didn't know that you also do the voices for a show on the Cartoon Network. Is that right?
Yes. So there's a show coming out, I think it's next year on Cartoon Network, called Monster Beach. And then there's another one that will be on Channel 7 in November called Kitty Is Not a Cat, and which I was in doing some voice work for this morning. And I was telling Carrie yesterday, Tommy, today was one of the sessions. I was doing a brand new episode, and then what they do is once the animation is done, you go in and fill in the gaps, because once they've animated, they say, oh, we just need a bit of action, like when he falls over, can you just do a oof or something like that? And there's you get a little script, and it will say, here's the character and here's what we need. And in the margins for what we need, it said, we need a Rove trademark gum wobble.
A Rove trademark gum wobble.
Yes. Said that to you, what do you think that would be?
Almost a Harold Bishop-esque. Like a jowly thing.
Very jowly.
Yeah.
You are very close.
Okay.
But that's not got the flap in it, though.
No, it doesn't have the flap in it.
Oh.
So this has come about from a character as being someone is yelling in their face.
Yep.
And they've animated that so their gums are all flapping in the wind.
Yeah.
And so what I do is I grab my cheek, I pinch it, and then wobble it around, and it makes this sound. And when you add that with someone being shouted at, you go... like that. And the thing is, I'm here in Australia, the rest of the cast are in the States, and one of the other characters had to match because my character's standing next to someone else going through the same thing, and they said to that actor, can you make that sound?
Yeah.
And he had no... They honestly, the studio has stopped. They have separated my voice and the sound, and they said, what is that? And they all had no idea how
I love to imagine a whole group of people standing around trying to make that sound to work out where that sound comes from.
All the bits they must have been rubbing.
That's come in. There's a room full
of... Are you sure it's his gum?
Full of nude people. Just slapping bits of their body.
Just stretch your
breasts. It's definitely not the back of your knee. No,
it's not. Is it under the armpit?
No.
All right, we're going scrotum. I guess we're going scrotum.
Do you know, I hate to get all parenty, but I do think that is one of the things our kids aren't going to have. You know, they say our kids can't be bored these days because they're all on their iPads. But you talking about the fact that you had nothing, you couldn't even get the VHS. So you used to recreate the scenes from movies and you've gone on now and that's what you do for a job. That's the thing that worries me. Like, we used to recreate radio plays in our house, like, and I'd press record and, you know, press play and record at the same time and do my own radio shows, right? I do look at our kids. I look at Ollie now, and his default, if he's bored, is to, you know, go on his iPad or something.
But they can do the same stuff now but with better resources. Like, it's so cheap to make, like, a movie. They could make a movie now.
But do you think the imagination is going to be there?
Absolutely.
Ruby does it with, she will recreate new stories of the shows she likes because you can actually buy just about every action figure of every show that exists. So she has
She's doing like new episodes.
Of... And she casts everybody. Oh my God. You get this
and
role.
And she can read at 5.5. Mate, you've done well.
We've done very well. But it does mean like today when she wants to keep playing. We were playing, I was an evil wizard and she was a mermaid and I had to stop her realm. She used the term realm. And then she said, I'm going to go through, when I walk into the other room, I'm, quote, going into a portal into another dimension.
She's definitely
and when
a child.
I come back, you are going to be a different character. And I said, what? She said, you'll have plenty of time to think about it. But this is also the same child that when we're reading
you're
Rocky Lobster.
Panicking that your improv skills aren't up with your kid. Like, oh, God, this is a lot of pressure.
Because she's
hang
not.
Hang on, what's my motivation?
She's okay, not.
Where am I? Wait, hang on, just give us an age bracket.
What if I'm not up to snuff? Oh, my God, if I get written out of this script, this is a big opportunity for me.
You came out of the portal too quickly.
Oh, God, I wasn't ready. I freaked out. I've done that character already. But we were reading through Rocky Lobster and she asked me a question about one of the characters because we go into the backstory of one of them and it says 1 hour later. And it says, oh, this is the short version. And 1 hour later, he finally finishes his story. And she said to me, if that's the short version, how long's the long version? And I just flippantly went, oh, I don't know. And she looked at me and went, well, you should. It's your story. And so I just got served.
Well, I have returned your mermaids that you left in my house yesterday. So we'll let you go and leave so you can get back to playing mermaids.
Thank you very much. Sounds great.
The book is called...
I'll work on some characters in the car.
Rocky Lobster, Rove's other book, Disgusting. McGross Face is also out now. Wherever any good books are sold.
And even hopefully some of the crap ones as well. I'll just step through this portal.
Thanks, Rove. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. How do you, Husey and Ed Cavalier?
Yeah, I'm being discriminated against, by the way, guys.
Unclean.
Oh, yeah. By
unclean.
Who?
Gastro Man here has
on gross.
Friday, Gastro Man came to work and has infected 3 or 4 people that we know about.
Oh,
and
no.
He's handing out pastries that he's fingered in the office.
I haven't fingered the pastries.
That's disgusting.
They're fingered pastries.
No, I've touched the outside of the bag of the pastries.
No.
I've not touched the
that's
inside
gross.
Of the bag. Outside of the bag,
no,
mate.
Inside bag.
That's gross.
You should
gastro
not be anywhere
touches
near
nothing.
Anybody. Oh.
I haven't touched anyone.
You can't touch the bag. Gastro, you can't even touch the bag.
You can touch the outside of the bag. The outside of the bag's been touched by who knows who.
Gastro, you can't touch anything.
Thank you.
You should be in a bubble. You should be a bubble boy. Left
even
your own
from
devices.
Your family. Have you passed it on to your kids?
No, they gave it to me. So they're the
no,
bad
it's
fault.
Always their fault, isn't it?
It is.
If you are going to choose a superpower, gastro seems like a weird one for Gastro Man to pick. Out
I
of all
did
of
not
them.
Choose this, mate. It was chosen. It's like Superman. He didn't choose to be Superman, did he?
No, because he's not a man. He's an alien from...
He's called Superman, mate, so he's obviously a man. He's Superman.
No, he's an alien.
Yeah, he's an alien.
I think I genuinely have a fear. I think you do too, an actual fear of vomiting.
Of vomiting?
Remember like Sonda came in, she had a reaction to the vitamin that she took.
Like getting
and we just told her to stay home, even though it was nothing to do with gastro.
I have no time for people coming to work when they're sick.
I swear to God.
Ah, now, Tommy, you've hit upon it.
Yep.
You're not a hero. You're an infecting machine.
I was walking down the corridor earlier, and a woman who I don't know her well enough to do this
good enough to give gastro.
With the cross sign up with the two fingers.
Yeah.
Going to be the cross sign.
Yeah, fair, fair, I reckon.
I don't know if that's proven to protect you, though.
Oh, yeah, against witches.
So, they do, when you go to the doctor, that's what they say.
Oh, yeah, she might not even know that you have gastro.
That's true, actually.
She just doesn't accuse
you. I hope it was gastro related.
Guys, so long on today. Obviously, the Masked Singer is on tonight.
Oh, yes.
I'm just looking at a picture that you've sent to me.
It's from my wife was throwing out some old publicity, and there's a photograph there of an incarnation of Rove.
So it's all, it's Rove and Pete and Hamish and Andy and you, Husey, myself and Ryan Sheldon.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know why we haven't done our.
What year was it?
2000.
I reckon that's 2007. Oh, there you go. I'm going to go
look
2007.
At Pete.
Rove.
That's the sultry.
Whoa,
Pete look.
Pete's got full eyeliner on.
Is he? Does, hasn't he? He's all emo.
How dark is my hair?
A very sultry look about it.
This just looks like a weird...
How dark's your hair? Let me see.
Pretty dark, isn't it?
I get what they're going for with the shirt thing, but it makes you look like a school group.
Yeah, it's like shirts undone and kind of like a muck-up day.
They were good days, weren't they, Carrie?
This is a bit more before she's had her lips done.
They were the days you never used to
speak to
me. Oh. Didn't I speak to you?
Nah, it took a long time for you to speak to me.
But that's because you wouldn't have spoken to me. I would have been up for a chat at every point of the day.
Hang on. Did you think Bickmore had gastro?
No, I don't.
Is that why you didn't speak to her?
I would still speak to her. I welcome gastro. Bring your gastro to me.
Okay, that's the new 131060 if you want to give Husey gastro.
Maybe that's Gastro Man's superpower. He absorbs all the gastro.
As I would have said to Carrie at the time.
Pied Piper.
You can't get gastro twice.
Yeah. Hey.
All right. Fun. Gastro Man and Ed Cavalier. Eat next to drive you home. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for switching on the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast. Switch your home loan to MeBank and you could save with their lowest ever variable home loan rate. Check it out at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply. Boom, 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 boom.